I see the motivation, the inspiration in the eyes of my team members. Because sometimes when you're alone, you're hesitant, right?
Right.
There are the good days and the bad days. You wake up in the morning, you feel like you're the queen or the king of the world.
Totally.
But on other days, you wake up and you say, oh my God, I'm such a failure, right? When you have a team, when you see the motivation behind them, the inspiration, the support, this keeps you moving and this keeps you believing in your dreams that you're going in the right direction.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, and we have the winner of the Garage 48 Women in Tech Special Edition here in Pruno. How do you say Pruno?
Parno.
I can't say it. And I'm really excited. So Valerie, tell me, first of all, like, what went into the creation of Mika Helps?
So actually, it was our own need. We are so busy with my co-founder, with my friend, who's doing BizDev, Karina. And it was a Sunday morning. I baked some muffins, and I decided to call my best friend, right? And she was so perplexed with her household chores. She was like, oh my God, this is killing me. I need a cleaner, right?
Right.
And this is how we came up with the idea that there are so many people out there that are busy. I mean, we live in a competitive world, right? Where time matters, right? And you want to make sure that you do things that you're good at, right? So, and we thought that we should come up with an idea, with a solution that will help people out there, the busy people out there, with doing their jobs that they don't want to do or cannot do.
Had you ever been to a hackathon before?
Yes. So this is my second hackathon. Oh, actually, sorry, third hackathon.
And have they all been with Garage 48?
Yes. But it's the first one, women special.
Yeah. And what was different about this hackathon versus the other ones that you have done?
Well, first of all, we were pitching and kind of developing our prototype. So during the first hackathon, I joined as a marketer, right? And in the second hackathon, I was helping the organizers. So for me, this is my first idea. We are the winners. It's amazing, an amazing event with amazing people, so much inspiration, so much, you know, talented people here. And I think that this initiative is absolutely great. And it's definitely worth taking part in.
What would you say was your biggest fear going into this?
Actually, I had only one fear, the pitch, how I'm going to say the pitch. So I totally failed my first pitch, but the second pitch went really well. I had a killer team, and they were very supportive. And I think that actually it's all about the team, you know, how they support you, what skills you have in the team. So it's absolutely crucial that you pick the best people.
I mean, 100%. Without a team, you're nothing. That's for
exactly
sure.
Yes.
And what would you say is something you've learned about yourself in achieving your dreams?
I've always dreamt to have my own company, my own startup, but I also dreamt of helping people. And I think only this year in August I understood how I can combine both. And I'm super happy and super excited that other people out there felt that these two things were combined and helped us to achieve this prize.
Tell us, what does Mika Helps do?
So Mika Helps is an easy-to-use platform for you to connect with service providers or become a service provider. So you can get help or start earning money with us. That's what we do.
And is it mikahelps.com?
.com.
Oh,
yes.
Congratulations on getting .com. And you went through a lot in order to be able to present and to be so eloquent. How do you overcome obstacles?
I think for me, I need to see the end result. So the end result was winning this hackathon, was attracting more team members and exposure. And we got all three. And this was the main motivating factor for me. And yeah, just I'm over with emotions.
No, I love
overly emotional.
And we're wrapping up in a second. What's you said? You spoke with such conviction when you said you guys are going to carry forward and continue doing this. How do you know that to be a certainty in your heart? Like, why does that feel so certain to you?
I would say that I see the motivation, the inspiration in the eyes of my team members. Because sometimes when you're alone, you're hesitant, right? There are the good days and the bad days. You wake up in the morning, you feel like you're the queen or the king of the world.
Totally.
But on other days, you wake up and you say, oh my God, I'm such a failure, right? When you have a team, when you see the motivation behind them, the inspiration, the support, this keeps you moving, and this keeps you believing in your dreams that you're going in the right direction.
100%. What's some tip you would give someone that wants to be a part of a hackathon and that's never done it before?
I would say pick up your courage and go there and do it.
Just do it.
Just do it, yes.
Just
like Nike says, just do it.
How can people connect with you?
You can reach me at Valerie, that is V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at Mika Helps. That is MIKAHELPS.com.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.